MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 18, 2025. Officials meet to find a way to prevent wrong-way crashes. And Newburyport's Among Friends leader is stepping down. Sunny, mid-40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:51 a.m. and 10:32 p.m. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, on the heels of the death of a New Hampshire man in a crash involving a wrong-way driver on Route 128 in Danvers, area legislators and local and state officials met Wednesday to consider ways to prevent such crashes in the future. The death of 58-year-old David Mackey of Sandown, New Hampshire, in Friday's crash was the latest of a series of fatal wrong crashes in the region. On June 30, a wrong-way crash on Route 128 in Gloucester injured five people and led to the death of recent Gloucester High School graduate Christopher Daly. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr helped lead Wednesday's discussion of possible solutions for preventing such accidents and said some steps have already been made. He said a high percentage of wrong-way drivers is either intoxicated or elderly drivers who have lost their way. The North Shore Regional 911 Center has already taken an action step, according to Tarr, establishing a policy and priorities for wrong-way driving incidents for telecommunication purposes. He said lawmakers are likely to file a bill that would provide financing for wrong-way detection system technology aimed at reducing such driving behavior to local cities and towns. Caitlin D. writes in the Newburyport Daily News, after nearly three decades of service, Among Friends Meal Program Director Bonnie Schultz is hanging up her apron. The Among Friends Meal Program is a mission of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Newburyport and provides free meals to those in need in the area. Schultz began working at Among Friends as a volunteer 27 years ago and eventually ascended to the role of director. Now her time is coming to a close. Her last day is set for December 31. Throughout her tenure at Among Friends, the program has grown substantially. Prior to COVID-19, Among Friends distributed 120 meals per week, and currently they distribute 420 to 450 meals per week. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagan writes in the Gloucester Times, Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald of Manchester by the Sea plans to hang up his uniform, but will be on the job for at least 6 months. Fitzgerald announced his intention to step down in the police department's Christmas card. Inside, with a photo of the chief sporting a Christmas cap on the left, it says on the right, for the final time before his retirement, Chief Fitzgerald wishes you a happy holiday on behalf of the Manchester PD. Fitzgerald said his last formal day on the job will be June 30, 2026, the last day of the town's fiscal year. He has served as chief since 2019 and has been a police officer for about 35 years. Fitzgerald, who lives in Manchester by the Sea, said he and his wife have long planned for retirement. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, in high school hockey, St. John's Prep opened its season with a 4-4 tie with Hingham. Senior Luke Hornstein netted two goals for the Prep. In other games, it was Beverly 5, Amesbury 2. Logan Bowen had a hat trick for the Panthers. And it was Gloucester 7, Masconomet 3. In girls hockey, Gloucester topped Masco 4-1 with goaltender Caden Cusimano making 39 saves for the Fishermen. Keegan Jewell scored two goals for Gloucester. The Bishop Fenwick girls basketball team opened its season last night with a 64-30 win over Newton South. Caitlin Boyle led the Crusaders with 20 points. The Salem News has named Grace Rich of Hamilton Wenham High School as Girls Cross Country Runner of the Year. And the Bruins and Celtics both off last night. Bruins host Edmonton tonight. The Celtics host Miami tomorrow night. And the Patriots meet the Ravens in Baltimore Sunday night. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.